even though my sight tells me there is no mercy in God, His word assures me otherwise. His mercies are new every morning. That is a fact. God never asks me to live on yesterday's mercy. He gives fresh mercy every day, no matter what the devil says. Great is His faithfulness. That is a fact. He is a rock of faithfulness. His track record is flawless. The history of His people and the history of my life are filled with monuments of unfailing faithfulness. This is what I know to be true about God. The circumstances of what I see cannot change these truths. When these truths grip my mind and I preach them to myself, something happens. The Lord is my portion. God reemerges as my treasure and my ultimate inheritance. Eternal perspective begins to blow away the fog of emotional confusion. Therefore, I will hope in Him. Truth triumphs over the feelings of despair. It ropes in the restless, uncontrolled feelings. Biblical equilibrium is restored, and hope, confident expectation is restored. Another petal of truth blossoms. God is good. Right there in the middle of the death stench, truth triumphs over sight and regains control of the feelings, and the heart says, God is good. The response to this truth, which entails right thinking, biblical volition, and faithful feelings, is, I can wait for Him and seek Him and bank my confidence on His goodness. Hallelujah! We can get a grip on the emotions through the truth and redirect them toward faith in God.